proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. King Solomon reminds us in Ecclesiastes that God has different seasons, both in world history and also in our individual lives. Sometimes we sense one season is ending, but we don't know what the new season will be like, and so we become anxious. Jewish people face a new season every fall called Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year according to the Hebrew calendar. As Jewish friends worldwide prepare to go forward into a new year, it reminds us all of the need to adjust to new seasons that life thrusts upon us. I find that reflecting on God's past goodness and praying for God's future guidance seems to be the best remedy for an anxious heart. King Solomon reminds us again in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven." The word season is from the Hebrew word zman, which literally means season of time or simply time. Elul is the last month on the Hebrew calendar, and in Jewish tradition, it is the month to reflect on the past year. The English word meditate is a close synonym of reflect and occurs 13 times in the King James Bible, but is translated from three different Hebrew words. One of these words is the word haggah, which occurs 30 times in the Hebrew text. We find it in God's first instructions to Joshua as he is about to start out on a new path of life for both himself and the people of Israel. He was admonished in Joshua 1 verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Meditation, or reflection, on the book of the law day and night was integral to their success. Meditating on God's word is a good way to begin any new adventure, especially in a new year. David probably uses the word haggah, or meditate, more than anyone else, I think. This passion for knowing God came from his constant meditation on God's word. In Psalm 63, verse 6, he writes, "I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." If we cannot sleep, it is good to meditate on God's word. The Hebrew word zachar means to remember. Sometimes David linked meditation and remembering together, like in Psalm 143, verse 5, where he wrote, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands." These verses link our meditation upon God with remembering, either remembering his word or his works. Reflection and meditation, however, are not the end in themselves, as the whole purpose of the Hebrew month of Elul was to draw closer to God. David was very passionate about meditating upon and seeking God. The psalmist says in Psalm 27, verse 8, "When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Being closer to God should be the end result of all we do. But my favorite psalm is Psalm 121, and verse 8 says, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." This verse is very fitting for those whose lives are governed by a lunar calendar. The moon's phases are very important. In the waxing and the waning of the moon, like the coming in and going out, in all phases of life, the Lord would preserve his people, whether they were out of the land or in the land, whether they were in their strength or in their weakness, whether in the prime of life or in the sunset years, the Lord would preserve them. Yes, there is a season for all events on earth, as Solomon states in the book of Ecclesiastes, but praise the Lord, he can preserve us through all of those seasons as well. With the psalmist, we can take comfort in saying, "My times are in thy hands." Thank you for joining us today for this Hebrew Nugget. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.